Okay, so the topic for tonight is about doing work on Fridays. So we talked about, and this is Rishon and Aleph, we talked about making sure to make time for Shabbat, not traveling too much on Shabbat, on Fridays, and not getting into the place where you're trying to get to, but, you know, very close to Shabbat. This way you have time. Now we're talking about, what about working on Friday? Okay, so if you're in college, it's not such a big deal. Okay, so you can do most of your work, you can do work earlier. But, okay, someone is in business, it's very hard. How are you going to not work? So let's see what the restrictions Chazal made and what kulot we have. But the content, why did Chazal say this? Why were Chazal restricting a person working on Erev Shabbat or Erev Yom Tov? Very simple, because this way, you're not going to give a special, as we talked about, a guy is rushing until a minute and a half before Shabbos. He's not going to repair properly. He's not going to enjoy Shabbos. He's going to be all busy, still focused and engaged with all the business he's been doing, and been very busy, rushed into Shabbos. He won't get to daven. He won't to pray on time, and he won't get to enjoy Shabbat from the beginning. So that's what's behind this. All right, so let's see. Maran says, "Ha'osa malacham erev Shabbat min amechal amala in roasim and bracha." So very serious. You see, as over here, that someone who works on Friday from mincha on, I'll to explain which mincha we're talking about. Probably not plague of mincha. Probably earlier than that. Usually we talk about two mincha, right? Mincha gedola, mincha ketana, which is 6.5 hours or 9 hours. Mincha Ketana, sorry, is 9.5. Mincha Gedola is 6.5 into the day. So Mincha Ketana is 2.5 hours before sunset. Plag Mincha is 1.25 hours before sunset.
So Ketana is just from
9.5 to 9.5. No, 9.5 is from Mincha Ketana. You'd be restricted from working from 2.5 hours before sunset until sunset. So for this time of year, it would be whatever. It'd be two and a half hours. So imagine like 2:15 until 4:30. You shouldn't do malacha. Obviously, it's not the same exact as Shabbat. Of course not. But we'll have to see what this is. But somebody does. Yeah. Because they're Jerubanan, and then if somebody does malacha, then it's not appropriate. And we say, in roads of bracha. They're not going to gain from that work. Okay? This is a machluga. What does it mean, in roads of bracha? We'll talk about in a moment. That he doesn't get a bracha from what he's working. Yeah. Well, what the words mean is, he's going to work, and he'll make money, but that money's going to go to waste. It's not going to be any bracha. That's just the literal meaning. So the machloket I was going to say is, if that means it's asur to do the work, or which means it's not recommended, and if somebody does, the bottom line, they're not going to end up gaining.
This is strong words, because this is
So most people can assume that it's asur. It means you're not supposed to do it. And when they tell you you're not supposed to do it, they even said, you're not supposed to do it. And if you do it, the rabbis didn't give you a bracha. They gave you a curse. The money you're going to make in that time, it's not going to have any bracha on that money. Meaning it's into the, you know.
They curse
the person. Yeah, basically, they curse the person. Like in the Gemara, it's Geder Yashchan Nachash. It says someone who violates the rabbi's decrees is going to get punished. And is going to get bitten by a snake, whatever. It's brought that. And then it says that about someone who has big meal after it comes nighttime before they're saying Kriya Shema. They should say Kriya Shema before. Now we're making out on certain kulot. People has established minyan, whatever.
Say Kriya Shema before nighttime?
No, when it comes night, let's say this time of year. So nighttime, Seder Kohamim is whatever, 5 o'clock, whatever it is. Early, not so late. So once it comes to night, you're supposed to say Shema, you're supposed to say Arvin before you have a big meal. So that's, in the Gemara, it's very serious. You should make sure to do that. And this way, if a person has a meal, they might fall asleep and might forget about going to RV. That's the Gemara. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. We're not so machmir on that today. Today, many people are mekel because Achronim, Moshe Feinstein, and others say if you go to a fixed minyan, the minyan is always at 7 o'clock. The minyan is always 8 o'clock. The minyan is whatever. The minyan is fixed. 10 o'clock. If you can go to the fixed minyan, it's mutar to have a meal before. So most people rely on that. If you can do it before, fine. It's definitely man tov manayim.
What's that meal? That's bread.
Yeah, exactly. We only made a bread meal with kibitza no more. Yeah, so a bread meal. Yeah. But anyway, in that context, the Gemara brings up this phrase. Somebody who has a meal before the arvit, chayav bita. Very, very serious. He violated Dirabanan because he might forget. He might remember he was going to. So it's very serious. You see, the rabbis are taking the rabbinic decrees very, very seriously. So here too, that's what I think we're saying over here, that it's an expression, it's a way of saying that they look down upon this doing work so close to Shabbat, and they wrote some bracha. He's not going to get bracha from this.
You're supposed to prepare. Why are you doing work? That's what you're saying.
Right. So in college, it's easier to deal with, but in people in other jobs, it's going to be hard. So we have to see what kulot we have. If we're talking about in the summer. So Shabbat's not until 8 o'clock, or 8:30. So then for a lot of people, it's much easier. Still, some people find it hard, because some people, they're a lawyer, a doctor, whatever, they get very hard hours, and so like, okay, you know, they're there in the office until very late. Okay, for most people, it's totally much more pashut. But anyway, what about in the winter? It's very difficult in the winter. So let's see. Yish mefarshim. Some say that means mechug gedola. Some say 6.5 hours. Yish rishim mechug down to 9.5 hours. Fine. So what do you do? Yish v'yish. Yeah, that's what we do. That's what we do. That's good. That says over here, we follow the second opinion. Kaf achayim palaji venish chay rav avadia or letzion. They all come out like that. We follow the Mikael opinion. Right. With Gimel and the Mishnah Berurah over here. The Mishnah Berurah, he says, "So me'echa mekelim lo hefsi." Someone is lenient; it doesn't lose out. In the Gimel over here, just skipping, and we'll come back to other ones. But he basically says, if you want to be lenient, it's okay. A little bit less enthusiastic, but also he says the ikar din is it's mutar. It's okay. I was looking at Gimel down here. Yeah, Gimel over here. So he says the language Hainu Shish Umechsa Minra Kitana Hainu Tesha Umechsa 6.5 and 9.5. So Mecha Mekelim Lo Hefsid. Okay. Someone who does that, they don't lose out. In other words, they're not going to get cursed. They have what to rely on. Okay. So. Fine.
What does it say, the Rama?
Now let's do the Ramayah. This is very important. It's only if it's like a fixed job. This is very, very helpful. It means as long as I didn't fix what I'm going to do. I didn't set a meeting with you. I'm in business. Or I'm going to do this job at this time. So that's not sure. If we said, I'm going to make a meeting, a business meeting at this time. Or I put it into my schedule. I'm going to deal with this right then. That's a problem. That's a keva, kavua, fixed. Much can, all right. I'm walking out the door, I'm ready to leave, whatever, I'm packing up, and my boss tells me, oh, can you take care of this? That's much more awry. It's less fixed. Or just forget, it's simple. I'm at home, and my wife says, oh, can you fix the, something came up, you know, the bookshelf broke, can you fix it, or whatever it is.
Everything that is for preparing for Shabbat, that doesn't come, for sure.
No, preparing for Shabbat is totally mutar, yeah. I mean, like, okay, the bookshelf broke. So I could do it in Motor Japan. I don't have to break and fix the bookshelf now.
Using my phone.
What about using your phone?
Is that considered fixed or?
Yeah, no, fixing the phone, the same thing. In that, look, it's if it's arai.
What do you mean by melacha?
So this Rama is altering that definition. It's like 39 melacha, but with many more lenses. First of all, it's no more strict than Chol HaMoed. We treat it like Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed we allow, obviously. Sorche Haguf, shaving and cutting hair and nails and laundry. Any laundry you need to do for Shabbat, you could do that. And cooking, all those 100% mutar. Setting up the house for Shabbat, 100%, no question mutar. It's no more Hamur than Chol HaMoed. We're Chol HaMoed, we allow Ochel Nefesh and Sorche Haguf, no question. Even Sorche HaMoed we also allow. Fine. So those melachot are also mutar.
But we cannot wash and put them on.
Yeah, so those, that's a strong. But those are gezerot. Those are unique to Chol Moed. That gezerot, it doesn't apply over here. And that's in bed. And Maran, he says that further. Maran says that coming on to the next sif. But with the Ramah has a new kula. He says, even at the business place, it was arai, it wasn't pre-planned. It came up. I was trying to finish my work. And then it comes up. That's okay. So, for example, like an email. People now are answering emails and wherever, on their phone, wherever, all the time. So is that melucha kvua? That's arai.
It could be a kvua if you set up the time before.
Yeah, it could be. But I would think most of the time, for most people, it's arai. Because what's kevah? Kevah is I set a business meeting with somebody. Or it means I'm going to be an accountant and I said I'm going to take care of this guy's file. At 3 o'clock, and this guy's file 3:15, and I work on each one, and I send them emails, and I finish. That's kavua. I have a schedule. What I'm going to do at this time, this and this and that. And that. Much inking. It's totally different if I was ready to leave, and then okay, I see an email on my phone, and I realize it's an urgent one. The client really wants to know, so I just write back. That's much more arai. That's pashut. Much more mutar. No, that's pashut mutar. It was arai. So you could write friendly letters. Now today we don't write, most people are not writing letters by hand anymore. Snail mail to say hello to people. But the similar thing would be texting. Can I text somebody? Even not for Shabbat. I don't say good to have a Shabbat Shalom. I just say, Mazel Tov about this, and how are you doing? Whatever, can I text them on this time? 2 hours before Shabbat? Mutar, that's the Ramah. Because that's not Malacha Kavua, that's Arai. So, same thing with emails. Emails also Arai. A guy who sits down.
Even for work,
you can do the emails. If he's sitting down and saying, I'm going to spend an hour answering 20 emails, and,
Let's say if you do it every weekend, now it shows that it's Kavua.
Yeah, so exactly. I wouldn't say exactly. I would say as long as it's done, as you're doing everything else in your life. So the guy has a snack, and the guy talks to his wife, he prepares, he makes cholent, he makes food, whatever, and then he also answers an email. That's part of everything else. It's different than if the guy says, I'm going to go to my room, sit at my desk, and answer emails. Once he's sitting down, preparing, blocking out time is kavua. But work emails that are just, he's doing quickly and he's not really sitting down to do it. That's not kavua. But yeah, if it's every week and it happens answering 10 emails like that, yeah, maybe it would be kavua. Okay? Bishamara, this is short, so let's go back to the beginning over here. Bishamara Aleph. Big kula, osa melacha, pragmatia, shari. There's a difference between melacha, like building or whatever, other melachot.
Okay, exactly.
Sewing, whatever it is. Writing, whatever. Those could be real melacha, as opposed to business. What's business? Buying and selling. I buy, whatever, inventory, sell it to somebody, make a deal, ship it to them. That's buying and selling, that's okay. In these 2.5 hours. So you see, that's already a very big kula. So in other words, divide your rights like that. There's a difference between a guy who's a construction worker and a guy who's working in the office. There's mekilim on the office. There's mekilim on that because it's not considered the same thing as regular malacha. He's not toiling. It's just doing... It's just... All he's doing is permati. You're just doing buying and selling. Yeah, they put it down over here. Let's see what they say.
The buying and selling, you can do it or not?
Yeah, the Mishavura says you can. So here was, they say, they have a lot of, they wrote a lot about this. He says, who holds like that? Magen Avraham. But, some are Mekel, some are Machmir. Okay, so then, okay, so we have to finish the next half of the sentence. Mikol makol, mashma megamaran, zman skirad chaniyot, kodama zman halakaniyot. You have to make sure, even if you work in the store to sell stuff, I work in a grocery, let's say, and I'm going to sell stuff. So, according to Magen Avraham, you can work after 2.5 hours before Shabbat. You can work Very late. But what's the cutoff? Cutoff is before you have to light Shabbat candles. When's that? So he doesn't give a number for that. So I believe they discuss. Some say it's like an hour before Shabbat. There's different numbers. So they say over here.
To what? Before you could do light candles.
You have to leave yourself a little bit of time. So they say over here it means... he has to leave time so he can prepare food. Because we had the traveling halacha, same thing over here.
So this is basically like, say it's closing your store?
Yeah, closing the store. In other words, doing construction, doing building is more of a problem. That's real malacha. There's no kula. Buying and selling is not one of the 39 malacha. It's not as serious a malacha. It's a gazira. So on Erev Shabbat, they're not as serious about buying and selling. They said, buying and selling is technically mutar. But you should not do it right up to Shabbat. You should leave yourself time to cook and food and bake or whatever that is.
Shower,
yeah. So that's what the quote over here. Ravadia says you can do it even after 2.5 hours for Shabbat, and it's not included in melacha. He says that's the minhag that people do business. Still, someone who has a family, someone who has to repair, for sure should stop before Shabbat, so that way he can get home and shower and make food. So in other words,
for the people that exactly. Work in the,
So exactly. So someone, for many, many people, this kula is extremely useful. The guys who are in the office, even the lawyer, the guy who's whatever, accountant or Wall Street. So many, many people have what they're like. It's gonna be. It might be more mekel. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure, but it could be. It'd be if you're working on the computer than if you're working writing. But let's just say like this. Not the accountant. Let's just take the guy who's doing business. He's buying, selling. He works, an inventory or something. That's exactly what we're talking about. Buying and selling. For sure, that's okay. Accountant, there's writing. So is writing okay? So that might be more serious. If it's writing on the computer, more mekel, maybe it's not real ketiva. But if he's writing by hand, yeah, that's malacha. That's more serious. Masa mata means business. And then he says grocery stores that sell food for people to buy Erev Shabbat.
No, it's everything that has to do with computers. Like even selling and buying and selling has to do with computers.
Okay, so I think for sure what it says over here, the people who buy and sell have what they're lying to do with very late. People who are doing other malachot like that, lawyers and accountants, I don't know if it's included in this Masa Matan. My intuition is it's not the same exactly. Maybe if they're doing the malachot on the computer, it's more makeout. That's all I would say. It's not identical. But over here what they say is someone's in a grocery store to sell food. If he knows that people are going to come and buy, so people buy for Shabbat, that's okay. They could buy food before Shabbat. That's great. Fine. Okay, then he brings selling raw food that the people don't have enough time to cook it. Maybe they shouldn't do that. Okay. Doing buying and selling real estate, houses and fields. So he says the car, he brings the mekilim over here. And he says, for sure, if it's a davar aved, it's okay doing any business. Like if it's going to be a loss, because on chol moed we're mekel for losses. So a guy who says, the client says, if you don't deal with this right now, I'm not going to give you any business. So you're going to lose this guy. Or if you have a stock, and the stock is dropping, and you're afraid you're going to lose a lot of money, so you want to sell it right away, so then you can sell it. That's okay. For sure, for Deborah Aved, losses, it's okay to do the malacha. For sure, do we make out. Okay? So now, that's the first thing. First thing is, business is more mekel. Other melachot, like writing and building and everything else, is still an issue. But we said if it's for Soroch Shabbat, it's also mutar, like Chol Moed. And we'll have to see any other kula. But we also had the Ramah of Arai. Once Arai, then there is also room to mekel.
Where does this kula come from?
Arai?
No, the one that has the...
Pramati. Pramati is the Magen Aram, because it's not malacha. It's not one of the 39 malachot to do buying and selling. It's a gezira. Why in Shabbat you can't buy and sell? Because it's a gezira. Gezira Hashem Yechtov. You're maybe going to write. Okay, but they didn't make the gezeira on Erev Shabbat. It's a big kula. There's no question. It's definitely a big kula, but there's what to rely on to do, and a lot of people do. That's the
argument.
What's the nature of the gezeira on Fridays? His nature was it to be like mimicking Shabbat, very similar, and Chol Moed very similar to Shabbat and Chol Moed, or it's like, it just basically, it's not a gezeira on every single melacha. It's basically you should have time for Shabbat. And if it's going to be in labor intense and whatever, that's one thing, as opposed to buying and selling easy stuff. I think there is a small reason to distinguish. That's what there's a reason to be making. All right, bad. He says ultimate malacha. They bring here whether or not we say inner road sitting bracha. Does that mean it's asur to do? So the mishabra and the bir halacha is also asur. He brings here. That's how Rambam learns also. It doesn't just mean not a good idea. It means it's just a sort of do malacha after 9.5 hours. You should not do it. Fine. But in the Mishnah Berurah, finishing on that page going over, he says, "See bracha me'ot malacha." I'm going to see any bracha from that work. Shesh Rav Yehuda comes out, you see malacha. If a guy makes money in that time, it's not going to help him. In the long run, he's going to lose money corresponding to the amount of the money he gained. So that's what we're talking about here. This curse the rabbis had on somebody who's working on Erev Shabbat. It's not right to be working at that time.
Is there an exact time period for Erev Shabbat work?
Yes.
Like
my question. It says in Maran, in Shachan Aruch, 2.5 hours as Mincha Ketanah.
Maniot or like regular?
It's Maniot, yeah, right. Yeah, it's Maniot, so it depends on the time of year. So, and then we're talking about the different kula of that, but yes, it's.
Does this apply for? That's what for? For studying, for tests?
No, that's not malacha.
No, not on Fridays, on Saturdays.
On Saturdays, we'll have to get to in Shin Zion.
Isn't it like a mouthful, like Rambam, like
you
hate the subject, like the subject?
There is a machloket about science. About science is a machloket of Rambam and Rambam. So Rambam says you shouldn't learn science in Shabbat. It's included in whatever Daver Davar, only supposed to be involved in Shabbat things, not in non-Torah things. And then the Ramban learns it only means you can't do business, you can't talk about things that have no purpose. So that's the Ramban, he's making on science. You bring up a Trumas Adeshin, he says you can talk about history and things like that if you enjoy it. If you enjoy it, there's more room to make up. Yeah, for sure, but
it's crazy, you can't even talk about history.
No, ideally we'd be talking about values and Torah and important things, but we all very much follow that opinion of that. If you
it's
only
if it's halacha, it's like very
halavai. We could talk about divorce or all.
I think there's a machlok at Rashi and Tosfot. What does it mean, daber davar? So Rashi says it means speaking business. Mimzo chesecha means talking, planning business. So Tosfot says the same thing. Daber davar chamzo chesecha. That means business and business. What's the difference? So he says, I have a different idea. Daber davar means speaking davar b'teilim. You can't even speak davar b'teilim. And Maran Shacharach quotes that. So you can't do anything besides, not even talking about malacha. Can't do anything besides Torah. And then they talk about, the Rama brings the kula of Onik Shabbat. The guy enjoys talking politics, they can do that. And that's what Post can bring. There's a minhag that people are mekel, like Rashi. We don't do business in Shabbat. That we don't talk about. But the minhag is mekel on Rashi. He brings this to the halacha. There's a medrash with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It says Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai.
It's a Rabbi Shimon table. It's when I'm the Shulchan of Rabbi Shimon. When I go like that, strong.
Dabir Davar, Shalei Dibrocha Shal Shabaki Dibur Shachol. Look at that. Surah Lamar Davar Poloni.
I said, always think it's planning. Yeah, always planning.
No, you can't plan yet.
That's planning for sure.
I can't say Lamachar Esem Alacha Poloni. That came for sure. I can't say like that. Yeah, that's for sure. I can't say tomorrow I'm going to build. On Shabbat, I can't say that. But then he says, then he finishes. That was Rambam. Rambam, I can't talk about Malacha. That's easy. But then he brings Tosfos. Afilu b'sicha b'divrei tehillim asur l'harbot. So they correctly midayik. It says asur l'harbot. Doesn't mean it's asur one word. It means that you shouldn't do it more.
Okay.
They bring from the Medrash that Rishon Bar Yochai's mother was talking, it says, sicha b'tehillah with her friend. And Rishimun came to his mother and said, "Shtok, Ima, it's better to be quiet in Shabbat than to say Dvarim Tehillim." We're not so machmir on this. So Asur L'Harbot, you're right. Doesn't mean 100% to us or 100%. We try not to do it. And then the Ramah has Bnei Adam Shesipur Shmuot Berchadush Oni Lahem Mutar L'Sber B'Shabbat Kamo B'Chol. You could talk the politics if it's Oneg Shabbat. Misha Enu Mitanig. I can't just do it to make my friend feel nice, but it has to be, I enjoy it. That's for sure. In this discussion, I don't have the other volume over here, but sorry to say about this. But, yeah, it's a discussion I'm sure the Halachabra has about this also.
Yeah, I'm sure
we've talked
about it. I haven't got it up to
yet. Yeah.
Good to meet
you. I what's your name?
It's a nice, like, you have a chavrut every night. No, it's just, it's a habur, it's for you to come also. Why are you ready? Monday, 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 Mon
Okay, we were saying, okay, the bet, it means, okay, you shouldn't do it because it's not going to make money. Ravina brings a different context. A guy shouldn't work on Shabbat for sure to make money, but we've been, even Melchizedek, like for example, babysitting. If a guy's going to babysit on Shabbat or something like that to make money, so it's a discussion, it's Schar Shabbat. So we try to matir it with Havla, with he works during the weekend Shabbat. But let's say he didn't do that, so then he should try to use that money. So Rav Chava says, "In rosim bracha, it's not a good thing. You're not going to get benefit from the money that you worked and you made on Shabbat. So what should you do with the money? Throw it down the toilet? No, you don't have to do that. Do that. Take the money and buy sfarim. Use it for a mitzvah. Because if you're not going to be rosim bracha, then you may as well use it for a mitzvah, and then you will be rosim bracha. It doesn't mean
that turns out
turns it from the curse to a bracha." But it doesn't mean we should do this. It doesn't mean that you should initially work on Friday afternoons very close to Shabbat and say, "Oh, Hashanah said there's a curse on the money that I'm going to make. I'm not going to rosh any bracha. So take all that money and send it to and give it and donate it to poor people." If you did already make the money on Fridays, what would you recommend to do with the money? I'd recommend doing a mitzvah with it, because then it'll turn out that you did a bracha with something that was supposed to be used for a klal.
Does it apply to poor people? Like,
yeah, for sure, they should give it to poor people. Oh no, the halacha here that's asur. No, they bring here mikilim, like on air on if you need to make
it's
the
like
money,
a loss. It's a big loss.
If it's gonna be a loss, or if you need the money for Shabbat, for sure. If let's say the Aruch HaShulchan brings it also. If the guy doesn't have money, food for Shabbat, and he has to work so close to Shabbat to make money for food for Shabbat, that's gonna be mutar. Okay, but that we don't Baruch Hashem. We don't have to deal with that. Okay. And he also brings here an example. Arai was an example of Arai. Yaakov Yosef gives if there was a blackout or something like that. So we're talking about doing work on Erev Shabbat. You can do work 2.5 hours before Shabbat. As many hours from Mecha Ketana, we're not supposed to work. But Ramah brings the.
2.5 hours.
Is Mecha Ketana. Like 9.5 hours into the day.
Oh, okay.
2.5 hours. So this time here would be like 2:15 or something. Very early. So we shouldn't do work from then. So what does that mean? Works. So we said business is mutar, but not real work, like writing and work that would be melacha on Shabbat. You couldn't do it on Erev Shabbat. If it's mutar on Cholmoy, it'd be mutar then. And we said also, things are preparing for Shabbat totally fine. And then the Ramah had a different kula, like Arai. So what about if there's a blackout, and then you have to flip, or a fuse, blow the fuse, whatever, something breaks in the house, you have to fix it. Can you fix it before Shabbat? Even if you're not going to use that room, you can fix all the fuses in the whole house. Because it's not...
It's not a keva, exactly.
It's not that I sat down and said, I'm going to block out time to build to do this. Or I'm going to block out time to sit and file this guy's papers or to be an accountant and deal with his...
How does it relate to studying for a midterm?
Oh, you heard us talking about that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, we were talking about that 2 minutes ago. No, it doesn't relate to that. You can talk to... You can study for...
But that's a Chol HaMoed. We're not supposed to be doing Chol things on Chol HaMoed. So when right. You said Chol HaMoed, it makes me think that we're supposed to block out Chol HaMoed and not work on Chol HaMoed.
No,
shouldn't do anything that...
No. So it's not identical to Chol HaMoed. The Ikar Gezerah, we hold... Some say it's only like this is just not recommended. It's not really Asur. But they made a curse in Roa Sim Bracha. Aruch HaShachon brings this up. But then the Ravadiyah holds... No, it's Asur. The Rambam's language is... Asur to do melacha so close to Shabbat 2.5 hours before. Mincha l'mala.
So then that's why Rav Tversky has the chumrah to go because you can't drive.
Fine. No. But you can do it from chatzot. This is talking about 2.5 hours before. Rav Tversky's chumrah is from chatzot midday. But either way, we said it mimics Chol Moed that mutar for hefsed. There's going to be a loss that my stocks are going down or
certainly
a client.
Certainly mikveh would still be okay.
Mikveh for sure. Anything that's for Sarach Shabbat, mutar. And Hafseh was mutar. And we said also Sarach Shabbat was mutar. Keva was asur, but Arai is mutar. And then Parmatia, business, was also mutar. Because it's not real malacha. It's just a gezira. So for Shabbat you can't do it, but on Erev Shabbat you could. So we see Sfaradim also hold of the Arai Keva. You know, Yosef likes that. Actually, Luke. It means I can't block out time. An hour, I'm going to sit down and deal with 20 emails, you know, of my clients or my people I have to advise. But if I get one email on my phone, I'm just responding to that. That's fine. So the Mishabur says, Mech Gdol, we said like that. You see in the middle of Gimel, two lines in. Kol zeh be'oseh melacha atzma.
There's a couple of stories.
You want to say? Go for it.
There's a story in... I think there is a story of the Rama, how he was born. That's one. The other one.
I don't know the story.
You don't know the story how the Rama was born?
No.
So it's worth like saying.
Yeah.
Okay. So the father of the Rama was a very, very straight guy. He used to have a store about selling like army uniforms, right? So he would live in Poland. So he would have this store. And they say that he had this stringency that 12 chatzot ayom, he closed the store before Shabbat.
No more buying or selling.
Says that one day came the one of the generals of the army. He said, "Listen, I want to buy all the uniforms from the entire army from you." Literally, he says like, "Okay, let's do this quick. It's still the morning in Shabbat." I don't know. He took time. Literally, in chatzot, he says, "You know, let's close the deal." But what happened? It turned out to be Hatzot. He said, "You know, it's Hatzot. If you want to come Monday, with all the respect, I would receive you. But right now, it's Hatzot Ayom. Right now, I close. This is my minag. I don't move away from it." So he said, "You know," he said, "I'm gonna go buy from the other one." There was another person that did the same thing. He said, "Okay, go, but close."
Lost.
He says that it came in a dream. It came to him in a dream. Saying, for that action that you did, of course, in Shabbat, you're going to have a light of Torah for Am Yisrael. He had the Ramah.
Baruch Hashem, wow. Special.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
That's one mitzvah. That's not even a mitzvah from the Torah. It's only like...
No, it's rabbinic. But you see how precious it is.
Yeah, it's very precious. And there is another one in Mexico. In Mexico, there was a guy. It's happened very, very
recently.
There was a guy that was trying to sell a building for... multiple years. He don't have beracha. What happened was that, you know, he was about to close the deal. It was almost to be Shabbat. The people were like, "I don't know what to do." He already was dealing with them for a long time. They went to see the building. He said, let's try to do this. What happened was that they took a long time. It was about to become Shabbat. He said, "You know, it's my Shabbat. My Sabbath. I'm closing my Shabbat. I cannot work. So if you want to continue dealing with me, let's deal after Shabbat. But right now, I'm in Shabbat. They close the store. They don't close the deal.
In India, the deal.
They don't close the deal for the entire building. They said that a couple of months later, a time later, I don't know exactly how much, there was a very big earthquake in Mexico.
Yeah.
This was this was the only building in the entire place that was standing from the entire earthquake. Literally, all of the other buildings went down. And the only building that was standing was this one. It's a very known story. Like, what happened? The building went up triple. I don't know how much, but it went up like crazy. The government wanted to buy this one. At the end of the day, you sold it for much, much more than what it was for myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you see, with the genre that the guy is not Roa Simon Bracha, it's true.
It's so true.
Gets Bracha by stopping to work. It's counterintuitive, right? We think the more Ashtalud, I'm working and working and working and working, even Shabbat, I'm working extra, I'm going to make more. But that's not the Emet. The Emet is Hashem gives Hatzlacha on everything. Hashem gives the Bracha. And when we're not supposed to work, so then we don't get Bracha from working for that. The guys who collected Man, I came out on Shabbat to go collect. There was nothing there. There's no point. It's a lesson in life. The guy who collects extra man on a day when he's not supposed to, it dissolves. It rots. It's not good. But when you're supposed to, so Hashem's gonna take care.
But something that was incredible. You see how much every single action gives you. Like for example, the one of the Ramah. That's something incredible. He had the sechut to have the Ramah. That's not something simple. That's just for one thing he did. Imagine a real mitzvah from the Torah. What you do? You put the tefillin. Yeah. You think, what's putting the tefillin in the
Yeah, body? Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Once I heard the sentence, someone said to the Chafetz Chaim, there was like a famine or whatever, something very difficult in Russia. So he came to him and said, I'm starving. He told the Chafetz Chaim, I'm starving, but I know you said if you do mitzvot, it's worth more than all the pleasure, all of the hana of all mazeh. So look, I want to trade in one of my mitzvot of doing tefillin one day. So this way I should have food in my house for the rest of my life. So can you give me such a bracha? Can I do this with the Ribbono Shel Olam to make a trade? So he said, Hashem doesn't do trades like that. They're not fair. It's ripping you off. He said, you can't. He said, so fine, so I'll do it. So he'll give me food and food for all of Russia. So he said, it's still not fair. Hashem would never rip off someone off so much like that. So, I don't know. To me, I think it was just like, but it's a story, but I think it's a point that we have to value every mitzvah. We don't know the value of mitzvah. It's too much, and we don't have to judge it. It's hard b'chai alma leika. There's no way to pay for a reward of the mitzvah here. Okay. Anyway, finishing the sif, he's finishing the sif and the mishnah over here. He says, Koel and Nischari is about Bipastam. It's four lines into the Sif Katan Gimel. He says, when I'm self-employed, I should make sure all the blocks of time and all my scheduling should make sure block everything out, and I should be able to get 2.5 hours before Shabbat to be able to go home. Because money on 2.5 hours, I should be able to close my store. That's when I'm self-employed. What if I work but for somebody? I'm an employee. Pull in this car is about Bipastam. Eat which I'll call it Shem. Then we're more Mikel. We say, he has to be honest. He has to work as hard as he could, like it says, like Yaakov Avinu. And he worked very hard, Yom Belayla. So a person should work if he's employed his best. You know, it's very serious halachot. It says Yaakov, Rambam calls, I don't think he calls too many people Sadiq.
Can you tell me, where could I look up for that? Because I'm doing an essay literally on that.
So it says here, Choshe Mishpat, Shin Lamed Aleph. I think it might be over there.
Shin Lamed Aleph?
Yeah, I could look it up after. We can look up all the rules of a poel.
Yeah.
You wanted about Yaakov Avinu, or you wanted
about you know that I'm writing an essay of business ethics. So.
Business ethics. This is very.
It's a very good minhag in deal to not work Fridays then.
Yeah, they're not where people will take off because
in the summer instead of traveling back.
That's a beautiful minhag. He brings here. It says. Here it says. The halakha is only 2.5 hours before, but someone who has a minhag, if there's a town that have a minhag not to work on Friday, so some say that's a good minhag, and then if everybody has a minhag, you should follow the minhag. Some say it's not a real minhag. Kafarayim brings us the dispute, and it says if you have such a minhag, you can do hatar on the dirim. Fine.
But it's brought in the Gemara Pesachim. It has such a thing. B'nei Baishan, not Baishan, Baishan, the Jewish people in a certain town, they used to have their, one generation they had a minhag. They wouldn't work on Friday. No, they wouldn't do any. They were merchants. They lived near the sea. They used to travel through the Syria. They'd go from Israel to Syria. They'd do small trips, business, buying and selling. They could go back and forth on Fridays. Like, it wasn't a big deal. It would not be asur in terms of going on a boat, because these were short trips. These were 2-hour trips, short trips, just a few cities over. So then, and so the minhag was, though, they didn't do it. The next generation, the children were not as rich as their parents. And so they said to Rabbi Yochanan, what should we do? Our parents had money, so they were able to do it. We don't have the money, so we want to work on Fridays. And he said, basically, you shouldn't break the minhag. So what's the halakha? The halakha is, it really depends. We hold if you can do hataran, if you have minhag and you can't keep it. Often we say there's such a thing as breaking minhag using hatara. It's sugya. But anyway, there is a discussion. Some achronim say that. The story I said with the town B'nai Baishan was a town called Town Baishan. And some say, achronim argue, they say, no, it's the family, Mr. Baishan. Mr. Baishan was a person, and he had children, and his children are supposed to give the minhagim of the father. So it's a machloket. If a father has a minhag, do the kids have to keep it or not? Or is it din only minhag of makom? Is there such a thing as a family minhag? It's a very big. Yeah, so Ravani Holy Kar didn't sound like that. Let's say all the people all the time have. Yes, he doesn't think
even if it's not even a family one, somebody would say,
he likes more the local minhag than the family minhag.
It doesn't even need to be. It could be a whole community. It could be a whole country. If they come to Israel, he'll say, Bei Yosef.
No, but that's because it's the local one of Israel. But he likes the idea of minhag makom. Minhag makom, a place he likes. Minhag of a family is a big discussion. Is there such a thing? And he doesn't think that's the Karadin that we should say there's such a thing as a family minhag. Obviously, we don't like throw away minhagim very quickly, and so lots of people do have family minhagim, so we shouldn't throw them away. But really? It's a big discussion if it's.
I don't know. There's enough family that has his own minhag. This is one.
No, yeah, like people no, for have example, for like how my, you say kiddush, standing. People do a minhag about everything.
Most
about which tefillah they're gonna, which nusach they're gonna say kiddush or havdalah or whatever they in zmirah whatever people have. Or when they do Havdalah.
Even more serious things. I don't know, like my mom, like our Syrian family doesn't have dairy with fish. My
right,
grandparents in Morocco had dairy and fish. And
very good. So then there is a discussion. Do we have a few families?
Moroccans I met in Israel don't do that. But like.
Right, so there's a discussion. Do we follow the family minhag or the general Eidah? The general Eidah minhag. Anyway, so if somebody's working for somebody else, there, it were more mekel, he can work closer to Shabbat. So this way, it's time to get a little bit of food, and that's good enough. Fine. Sif bet. Okay, this is what we were discussing more. Moran has more examples. Letakim begadav, sew clothes, fixing clothes, pinning clothes, whatever stuff like that. Kelav sor Shabbat mutar kolayim. So you could do. So also laundry or shining shoes, all those things for sure mutar. That's what Moran says. No question, because that's Zorach Shabbat. Who deem big de chaviro? Who is Zorach Shabbat? I can fix my friend's clothing in a hotel. That's hard. Not just to work and fix my friend's and make a profit out of this. Open up a shop an hour before Shabbat and say who wants their shoes polished and make money on that. If someone needs a favor, I should do it for them. Who deem the mishokarev sarim la tuon derech limudo? Same thing. If a guy's learning, and as he's learning, he's writing down something.
Maybe it's important for the people that have to work, for the Pauline.
If he has to,
they should have a place that's open for their last minute Shabbat prep because they couldn't do it earlier, or they should have done it Thursday. But I'm saying there's a need to have something open close to Shabbat.
So he's to let him do it as a favor, but not to do it as a store, because then there comes keva. Once he's doing it, making money on it, that becomes much more kavua. That's he shouldn't be opening a store then. Rav Nissim Karels, who passed away recently, he said, the more stores you have open, it's encouraging people to then not prepare earlier and then come to stores right, very, very late. So he lives in Bnei Brak. So that's a very Jewish town. And if you're going to have stores open until a minute before Shabbat, even if it's just a grocery store, and people can buy food for Shabbat, it's mutar for sure to buy food for Shabbat right before Shabbat. But the more you have stores open right before Shabbat, then people might leave.
It's a culture.
He's a culture that stuff is left until the last minute. if everybody knows that an hour before Shabbat, all the stores are really closing. So no one's going to leave until an hour before Shabbat. Everybody's going to make sure to take care of it for an hour, so then you have an hour to prepare. That's why it's definitely, like globally, it's a more correct minhag not to have to wait till the last minute. That's what, that's not the Ikar Hadin, but it's definitely a very important, good idea, and especially in a very Jewish place. Okay? Then he says, someone's writing, is learning. Someone is learning, and while they're learning, they write something down, a chidush they had. So he says over here, that's okay. You could do that even 2.5 hours. That's mutar the whole day. And they say, he taught, Chaim Avadia used to learn Gemara during the week, and then he used to learn on Fridays, he used to learn Shul, Shela and Shuvot on Fridays. So he's learned from the morning with until right before Shabbat. This is when he was younger. Right before Shabbat, and he'd come home a half hour before Shabbat, just in order to shower, just in time. I think it said one time he forgot he was learning something, he got so caught up, he didn't go home to shower one time, he stayed until, for the whole day, he stayed until... And he went and he stayed in the shul online, and then he prayed mincha. But that's not the general mincha. The general mincha, people come home earlier. But that's what we're saying over here. To write down a chidush Torah, it's mutar. And then people talk about, also on Chol Moed, there's a discussion, the Mishnah Berurah says, if someone's going to forget their learning, someone wants to write a note, and they're in the Gemara underline or something, and they're afraid of forgetting something, they're going to they learn.
Sure, you could.
You want to write on the side of Chitosan, I learned this, and this is the explanation. Or an ad in something. They're afraid of forgetting. He says, there's nothing greater to lose than that. For sure we don't want to lose that. To learn, to lose learning, if you can do it, if it's a mutar for Devar Aved, to work on Chol Moed, so you don't lose money in the stocks, Kol Shekein, Kavahor, you can do it for Torah. So that's,
but not everyone's a Mechadesh, meaning if he says that if you have a
some people say,
only Chacham correct. Avadi is allowed to work.
Okay, but the...
Not only Chacham Avadi, it means you have to be...
right, but here, Chol Moed, fine, there is room to be more Machmir. Here, and there's the Taz writes in one of his comments, I was writing this on Chol Moed. The Taz on Shulchan Aruch we have, the Terezahab. And he's in...
such a great makor.
He was...
I mean, if anyone had a doubt, we have
we know that he was Mekel. But that's okay. He holds that as entire. So in other words, over here, if the guy's writing a Sefer, it's okay. And there's one that's fine. On Friday. Friday, he's able to learn. Okay, what about a different halacha? Totally not the same. But why is he allowed to write Torah as learning, because it's not a serious malacha, it's koveya for doing, building, whatever. It's also a mitzvah to learn, so there are more mekel about that. Then he says over here, brings it up, a very practical case, what about building a sukkah very close to Shabbat? This year, so Sukkot was Sunday night, it was Monday, whatever. So a lot of people didn't want to leave building the sukkah on Sunday right before Shabbat, right before Yom Tov. Right, it's one day. It's so little. So you want to do it before? Okay. So when do you do it before? So if you have time to do it, or 2 weeks before, or a week before, great. But some people are very busy, so they didn't have time. So what they do? So it comes Yom Kippur was Wednesday, so you had Wednesday, and then they go back to Tuesday was Yom Kippur, and then they have Wednesday work Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then it's going to already be Sunday. So they want to take care of it. Okay, they say they get out of work early on Friday. They want to do it on Friday afternoon. Should you do it on Friday afternoon?
It's a mitzvah.
It's a mitzvah. So is that a mutar? So he brings over here Inyan, Binyan, Sukkah, Erev Shabbat, Kadav Chaim Avadia, Chazon Avadia, Lahatir, Kodesh, Yezman, Mechidana. Before 9.5 hours. I have to do it after that. Kadav Halachabura, Imchal, Yom Tov, Rishon, Shabbat, V'lo speak, Mutar, Aflachar, Mechidana. Halachabura says if it's going to be exactly our case, Yom Tov is on Sunday, and you don't want to leave it so close.
Meaning like
Rishon, Sukkot. Oh, no, sorry, I said it wrong. He's talking about when Sukkot is on Shabbat. If Sukkot is on Shabbat, starting the first day of Sukkot is the Shabbat, and if I don't build the Sukkot, I'm not going to have a Sukkot. It's mutar to do even very close. So this year, in other words like this, it's a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah that you can do another time. It doesn't have to be before Shabbat. So why do it now? Building is more serious than writing something down. That's the chiluk. So it's machmir. Shouldn't do it right before Shabbat if you can do it a different time. If you can't, because that's when Sukkot is. So then I should do it even after 9.5 hours in the day. Exactly what Maran's talking about. You can mitakim bigadim and kelim for Shabbat. And then mistaper, you can shave and cut your hair. That's fine. You can definitely do that. You can cut your hair and shave, and that's okay. Even from a Jewish barber. And then it says at the end, it finishes this, Yishal Adam Lama Ikatap Limo Dover Shabbat. Should diminish, take away a little bit of your learning. Usually a guy should try to learn, even on Fridays, to try and find and block out a little bit of time to learn a little bit. So what if a guy usually says, I learn 4 hours every day. And now comes Friday. I want to also learn 4 hours, but it means I'm not going to have time to prepare for Shabbat. So it says the Rama, Yishal Mimai Limud. So I think it says about Rabbi Akiva, used to try to learn every single day a lot, and the only times he would get up from the Midrash early, the afternoon Seder, he didn't leave early. He would stay very late, very, very late in the day and night. The only times he left early was on Erev Shabbat and Erev Yom Tov for Erev Pesach. That's the only times he left early, because Shabbat he has to prepare for Shabbat, and on Pesach he would leave so he'd prepare for Yom Tov, and so he'd make the Seder so that the kids would enjoy. So the idea is we take away, and there's no doubt that's partly why many, many yeshivot have the minhag that they don't have regular shiur on Fridays. In Israel too, some of the greatest yeshivot, they have Seder shiur Sunday through Thursday, but not on Fridays. Why? Not that they don't love learning, but because Friday we should memayin our limud in order to prepare for Shabbat. That's the main idea over here.
You
should still learn, yeah, for sure. I talk about Shnai Mikra V'Alchat Targum. Now, Arizal said it's important to try to do on Friday. It's a nice. If you have time, you're not going to have time on Friday, you can do it the whole week. The whole week from Mincha time of Shabbat, previous Shabbat, until the next Shabbat, until lunch of the Shabbat. That's the most ideal time for Shnai Mikra V'Alchat Targum. After lunch until Mincha time. Next best opportunity. From Mincha time until the Tuesday is the next best. And if you miss that, you missed it until Tuesday after the Shabbat, you should do all the way until Hashanah Rabbah, until we do Simchat Torah. But Shnai Mikra is important to try to do on Fridays. Yes, ideal is a guy should try to plan during the week to do it, or on Friday. Friday is, according to Mekuvalim, the best day is Friday in the morning to do it. The best day to do it is then. And if not, to the Friday night.
What about speaking there is people that don't speak during
the... Oh, yeah, the Mekubalim. It's like by Matan Torah. If you're doing with the Targum was also given at Sinai. We do it we're interweaving the Mikra and the Targum together. It's either way it's given at Sinai, so we should inter... Say again?
The Targum was also given at Sinai?
Yeah, that's like it says. That's our tradition. There's different opinions in Gemara. But yes, that's our tradition, we assume. Targum was given
tonight. Onkelos?
Yeah.
Onkelos was a
Ger. Onkelos was a Ger. It says in the Gemara Megillah, though, it was Shechachu. They forgot the Targum, and then Hadar Yestum, and then the Nevi'im, and then whatever. Then Onkelos came and brought it back. So we had it, and we forgot it, and it was brought back. Anyway, they talk about that in Reish Pehe. You can remember that one very easily. Reish Pehe. All right. That's very good.
Okay.
Finish over here.
Okay. So we shouldn't speak during the
Tzilai Mikra?
Because
the Mikubalim are Machmana, the Ikar didn't is Lakam.